It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Greece's government is on the verge of introducing a sweeping austerity package. The government doesn't have much choice since Greece is on the edge of bankruptcy. These measures would include sharp salary cuts and new taxes on a population that's already reeling from the biggest financial crisis in its history. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Athens.
Downtown Athens is filled with cafes, but it's quieter than usual. Gas prices have soared, and there are many fewer cars on streets. Shops are nearly empty. At one souvenir store, the manager says business has dropped 45% to 50% since last year. The mood is one of anxious expectation as the country waits for news of an international bailout. Like many people here, pharmacist Georgos Polgas feels resentment against Greece's European partners.
We need help right now, and I want the help, but I don't want it to be something that's predatory, which is what I feel the conditions are right now. We're one family, and as a family, we should be dealing with each other more fairly.
Over the last few weeks, the Greek drama resembled a morality play between the profligate, high-spending Greeks and the parsimonious and rational Germans. It's Germany, after all, that would be footing the highest bill to bail out Greece. The popular German media has targeted the country. There were suggestions it sell its islands and the Acropolis. In return, Greeks raised the issue of German reparations from World War II when the Nazis occupied the country. But overall, Greeks seem resigned, despite their history of strong unions and massive demonstrations that sometimes lead to violence.
We've all been surprised because there hasn't been such outpour of protests and anger and all this. And that is because I think people were terrified and people, sort of realized for the first time in our history that we're going to be bankrupt. So, everybody's scared and is waiting for the captain and the crew to see where, they'll take the boat.
Alexis Papahilas is editor of the influential newspaper Katimerini. He doesn't think this mood of resignation will last for long.
When the fall comes and, the recession is going to be, fairly severe, and when people are going to feel in their pockets, the difference that all these measures will make, there's going to be, quite a bit of unrest. I think people are getting very angry with their politicians for getting them, where we are now.
The new austerity measures will be tough. They're expected to include a 3-year wage freeze in the huge public sector, the abolition of traditional salary bonuses, raising the pension age to 67, as well as a 2% to 3% increase in the value-added tax the second this year. Editor Papahilas says these drastic measures should finally convince Germany to give the green light to a long-delayed European bailout package. And if that's not enough, he says, Greece got an extra boost from President Obama, who called German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
It was good that President Obama called. In my opinion, he realized that, Greece could potentially become the Lehman Brothers of the sovereign debt issue and create an overall crisis in the world banking system. And that he advised, Chancellor Merkel to actually speed up on this because she was so caught up, in my opinion, in local politics that she missed the big picture.
Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.